Hello, and welcome to my podcast. Now, this episode will be a little bit shorter than normal, but the reason for that being is that, in all honesty, this week really snuck up on me. Everything came so fast, and I really didn't have any time to sit down and think of what I wanted this week's podcast to be about. So, I decided to make it about how fast time can move and Mother's Day. Now, up until a few days ago, I had no idea that today was Mother's Day. That's not to say that I just don't care or didn't acknowledge it. There's just been a major amount of work to do lately, and it slipped my mind. And I'm sure for a lot of you, you are in the same situation. It did all work out well, though. I was able to find the exact thing she wanted and surprise her with it. I'm very happy about that. The family kind of went in on it together, and it all turned out right. Actually, a little bit better than what we were expecting. I'm very thankful for that. But with everything going on, I really almost forgot about today. Because of this, I realized that I need to do my best to take a look at what's going on around me. I know what I have going on, and I do my best to keep track of it, and I don't always do the best job. Actually, most of the time, I don't do the best job. Every now and then, I can look back and go, you know, I was actually on top of that situation. That's awesome. I don't get that very often, though. But I need to remember that things are still going on with the people around me, and not just the business that I have to attend to, even if it involves them as well. You know, even during quarantine, they still have their own things going on. Now, for me, Mother's Day is a very happy time. I got to spend this day with my mom and other family members, though not everyone shares my position. For many, this is a time of extreme pain. This day reminds many people of their lost wives, daughters, sisters, aunts, mothers, etc. Even though others may have taken that role since then, they haven't replaced that person. And for some, no one has even come to fulfill the role that was left empty. For those of you that have lost a loved one, I am sorry. I had a grandma that I would have loved to have also shared this day with, but she passed when I was little. I remember her very well, but she's been gone for the majority of my time. I don't know the pain of losing a sister or a mother, but I do know the pain of loss. I can't imagine, though, how bad losing a mom or losing a sister would be. And I hope I don't have to imagine it anytime soon. But I want to tell you guys that whatever the loss is, you will be okay. You are strong enough to endure this day and be stronger the next. You can endure for yourself, your family, and your lost ones. I hope you all had the best day possible given your circumstances. Everybody's situation is different. Some it was a happy day, and some others it was not. If today was not good, tomorrow can always be better. For those of you that let a rift divide you and the ones you love, try as hard as you can to bridge that gap. Don't expect a turnaround from them. You know, if there's been bad blood between you and whoever, it's not going to go away immediately. And don't let that discourage you. Try hard. Do your best to make amends. And if it goes well, then that's awesome. That's excellent. And I'm super happy for you. But if it is unsuccessful, give them time. It just takes time. And give them space. Sit down, if you can, and think of a truly heartfelt way to show that you care and that you do want the situation to get better. That won't work for everyone, but It might just work for you. And if it works for you, then that's the big main goal, right? Time is much, much too short to let any dispute get in between those who you truly love. I hope all of you are doing well this day and that you had an enjoyable week. I really do. And for those of you that are having a terrible day today, it will get better. I promise. I don't know when, and I don't know how, but I do know that it will get better. I know this has been a hard few months. It's been a hard week. It's been a hard day. And since January, it's been a hard year. And we're just getting started. And so maybe today you're thinking, you know what? This was just a bad year. It's a bad month. It's a bad week. And today was a punctuation. It was a real bad day. It will be all right. I don't know when. I know in all the dark times I've had in my life, that's something I always had to tell myself is, you know, eventually, whenever eventually is, eventually it will be okay. And that doesn't mean that I didn't ever lose hope or that I didn't ever think, you know what, who even cares? It's like this and it's going to be like this and I don't see it getting better. I was like that at times, but deep inside I always had to keep in my mind, you know, it won't always be like this. That doesn't mean that it won't get a bit worse before it gets better, but the situation can always get better. And so that's what me and my family, we have always strived for. Can I speak? Goodness. And I know you guys can do the same. Each and every one of you are a lot stronger than you think you are. You're a lot stronger than you know you currently are. Don't give up hope. This period of time you're in, the struggle won't last forever. This day won't last forever. Neither will the week, or the month, or this year. 2020 won't be forever. We'll make it to 2021, and 2022, and however long we make it. No one knows. But one thing is for certain is that this situation that you might find yourself in, it won't be forever. So just hold out. I know you can do it. Now, I know that I said at the start of this episode that it was probably going to be a pretty short one, and it is. I don't want to add a whole bunch of filler or reiterate things I've already said or continually rehash, because that waters down what I genuinely have to say to you and how I genuinely want to help. So I'm not going to do that. I hope that this message has genuinely helped you guys. I sincerely hope that. And I hope for as many people as possible that this was a good day for you. If it wasn't, I'm sorry, and it will be better. Bye.